أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واختار موسى قومه 70 رجلا لميقاتنا، فلما أخذتهم الرجفة قال رب لو شئت أهلكتهم من قبل وإياي، أتهلكنا بما فعل السفهاء منا، إن هي إلا فتنتك تضل بها من تشاء وتهدي من تشاء، أنت ولينا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الغافرين. واكتب لنا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة إنا هدنا إليك. قال عذابي أصيب به من أشاء ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء، فسأكتبها للذين يتقون ويؤتون الزكاة والذين هم بآياتنا يؤمنون. الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل، يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر، ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم، فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون. And Musa alayhi salam had chosen 70 of his people for our appointment. And when they were seized by the violent tremor, Musa alayhi salam pleaded to Allah, "My Rabb, had you wished, you could have destroyed them as well as myself long before. Will you destroy us on account of the work of the foolish amongst us? This is only your trial. Through this, you leave to stray those who you please, and you guide whom you please, and you are our protector. So do forgive us and show mercy to us, for you are the best of those who forgives." The exact wrong of the Bani Israel is not mentioned here. There could be several possibilities. Some of the possibility of them being punished is that they had noticed their own people resorting to the calf worship, yet in spite of them understanding that this is wrong and shirk, yet they did not have the heart to stop their people. So this was the wrong. They saw a wrong taking place before their very eyes, but they would not stop them. So as a result, they were punished in this manner, that they were overtaken by an earthquake and lightning and thunder from above, and they were like dead, and Allah Ta'ala had restored them on account of the intercession of Musa alayhi salam. Anta waliyuna faghfir lana warhamna. Musa alayhi salam continued making dua, and do and ordain for us good in this life as well as the next. For we have turned towards you. And Allah Ta'ala's answer was, "With my punishment I visit whom I please, but my mercy extends to all things, and I will ordain my mercy to those who are righteous, pay out zakat, and believe in our signs." Allah Ta'ala explains His law, that one is the adab and punishment, and he visits with his punishment whomsoever he pleases. Generally, the adab is reserved for those people that are really obstinate, rebellious, and bent upon evil. Otherwise, a person who shows some remorse and he shows some loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala forgives him and he overlooks his mistakes and weaknesses. So he says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And in this world, in this life, my mercy extends to all things. Even the evil and the wrong, they enjoy of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they are not exterminated altogether. So, one is this plane and the other is the hereafter. And for the hereafter, then you need to have a different level of rating. So the rating in the hereafter is, the rating of goodness and success for the hereafter is for those people who observe taqwa, refrain from things that are displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. They are regular in zakat and believe in our signs. So one is a general law for the hereafter, that all those who observe taqwa, righteousness, they are good to others and believe in us, then we will bless them also. But more especially those people, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيِّ, those who follow this Rasul, the unlettered Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they will have a different level of mercy. One is those people that just believe in him, and then there is the other class who follow him as well as they believe in him. Only believing in him grants you salvation, but believing in him and dedicating yourself and committing yourself to his way, then this brings you to the highest of levels. Those who follow the Rasul, the unlettered Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whom they find mentioned who they find mentioned by them in the Torah and the Injil. We speak about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we speak about him being a Nabiul Ummi, an unlettered Nabi. Generally, when this word is used, then it is a derogatory word. But strangely, when it's used for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then it is counted amongst his praises. We extol his praises when we use the word An-Nabiyul Ummi. Because in spite of him being unlettered and untutored by anybody, then the Quran that he presented, the hadith that he taught, and the teachings that he had passed on were to such a level that every scholar and every library of all times, they feel subgraded, they feel inferior in his presence. As though there is nothing like knowledge, but the knowledge that is coming from him. There is nothing like excellence, but the excellence that is coming from him. So he became the standard of nobility. He becomes the standard of good character. He becomes the standard of justice and good understanding. So you want to see right understanding and justice, then look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You want to see excellence and nobility, look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You want to see understanding and intelligence, look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he became the standard and everything else felt inferior. So in spite of him being untutored, but he brings such information, he passes on such words that becomes the standard of education, and everything else seems to be inferior. The West, with all the progress it has made, but when we summarize what they have brought, is nothing more than some industry or some type of technology. This is what they have brought, marketing skills, some industry and some technology. So this is not intelligence, it's not education, it is just a skill, it's a profession, it is different ways how to make this life a little easier or how to make more money. There is nothing more that they have offered to the world, but how to industrialize or how to corner the market and manipulate. So this is what they have presented and offered. But nobility, respect, righteousness, virtue, understanding, justice, then they will have to, they have got no other choice but to say that this was the prerogative of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the standard, he is the way, he is the path. And this Nabi is not something unique and strange, because they find him mentioned in their own scriptures, in the Torah and the Injil. A young Jewish lad used to serve Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he had taken seriously ill. Nabi Sallam had paid him a visit and asked his father that was standing reciting the Torah near his headside, that do you find me in your Torah, in your scriptures, do you find any mention of me? When the father had denied that he finds the mention of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Torah, the son that was ailing and breathing his last, so he says to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, my father speaks a lie. We definitely find you recorded in our Torah, and I declare ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Obviously when a person is in the throes of death, then he wants to be right, he wants to see, say the thing that will bring him salvation and prosperity. He doesn't want to risk his life. So what comes out from his mouth around that time is the most truthful of statements. Nabi Sam left saying the Sahaba-i-Kiram that now that he has accepted Islam, we need to arrange for his funeral arrangements. Another prominent Jewish rabbi, great scholar Zayd ibn Sa'ina, he had seen Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he was impolite and aggressive towards him, demanding payment of his loan. Whereas there was some time yet for the payment, and he refused to leave Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam until Nabi Sallam had paid out the loan, paid out the debt. Nabi Sallam remained with the person Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha until Fajr, the whole day, 24 hours he had spent with him. He said, I won't leave you. So the Jew had insisted that Nabi Sallam must not be spared. So he said, no, I'll remain with you. I will not leave you. In the meanwhile, the Sahaba Kiram could not tolerate this, that this Jew, the enemy of Allah Ta'ala, and how can he treat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this manner? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned them, and he says to them, that my Allah Ta'ala has prohibited me from being impolite or unjust even to a mu'ahid, non-Muslim that is living with us. Then Allah Ta'ala has commanded me not to be unjust towards him. When he saw this, then he disclosed his identity and he says that really I had no need for this money, no need for this wealth. I have seen the description of Nabi Sallam in the Torah, Muhammad Sallallahu, born in Makkah Mukarrama, migrating to Medina Munawwara, and his kingdom will extend to Sham and Syria. He is one that is not impolite in his nature. He is not rude and aggressive in speech, and you won't find him shouting around the marketplaces and shopping areas, and he is never rude and indecent in his behavior and in his ways. And here I declare ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, and I am a very wealthy person, half of my wealth is for the cause of Islam. So they do find Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Torah, in the scriptures, and up to this day you will find pages and verses in the Torah, in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, speaking about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These prophecies cannot be applicable to anybody but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like the prophecy that is contained in the Old Testament, that I will raise within your brethren a person from amongst yourself, and he will be like unto me. After Musa alayhi salam, there was nobody that filled this prophecy other than Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam. From the brethren, it means the brother of Ishaq alayhi salam. And Ismail alayhi salam is the brother of Ishaq alayhi salam from your brethren, and he will be like unto me. The Sharia that Musa alayhi salam had offered is identical to the Sharia that Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam had offered to his ummah. So nobody could fulfill this prediction and this prophecy other than Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.